Can you talk a little bit about the current thinking and the mechanism of action of the aromatase inhibitors? You know, think about postmenopausal women, you know, think about them having very much estrogen on board, and I guess they have enough, and particularly that I guess it gets concentrated in the breast cancer.
Exactly. Now, a premenopausal woman has cycles of estrogen where it spikes very high, but as a woman goes into menopause, the levels of estrogen become stable, and they're quite low, but they're still present in the blood, and it's not because the ovaries are doing much in terms of estrogen production anymore, but rather other tissues in the body. So muscle and particularly fat contribute to the production of estrogens. Now, where do these estrogens come from if they don't come from ovary? Well, it turns out that basically the androgens that we all have in our body, I have more than most women, I would hope, but the women in the postmenopausal age do have a low level of androgens.
And that comes from the adrenal glands?
And those come from the adrenal glands, and the aromatase enzyme converts those androgens into estrogens. So what all of these pills do is essentially take a postmenopausal woman's estrogen level and drop it quite dramatically. Now, interestingly, breast tissue, the fat in the breast tissue, as well as breast cancers, also have aromatase enzyme activity. So by giving an aromatase inhibitor, the local level of estrogen that surrounds the tumor and might cause these breast cancer cells to grow is also markedly suppressed. And by, I guess in a simple way of explaining it, starving these breast cancer cells of estrogen, many of them die or at least stop dividing.